be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Oh yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio, on Ever Beyond Radio, on noborders.co.uk, on everbeyondradio.com, everbeyond.info, sevenrays.info, oneness in the light.com, and probably on various other websites in different parts of the galaxy. We haven't quite discovered yet, but I'm sure the internet expands. I'm sure IPv6 is to do with interplanetary protocols. So tonight, my guest is the ever-expanding consciousness of Karen and ampersand. bless your heart. Karen Ann McDonald. Hi, how are you doing, my love?
Oh my gosh. What do you say after that? Thank you so much. That's awesome. Yeah. Karen Ann, it's actually Zacha Klusik, Baron McDonald. There's a whole bunch of things, but just my love was good. That's a good one. Some people like to use. That's great.
That works.
I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, we are. We're talking to the, you know, cosmos and the galaxies. It's all good. We have expanded and expanded and expanded way beyond where we started, that's for sure. Anyway, thank you so much. I just have to tell people, if they have not heard JP speaking, you should go back and go on some archives. They're absolutely astounding. And I did. I've spent the last, actually, 45 minutes listening to you and to the talk about the cold electricity and listening with Jay Larson. And I was just teasing, actually, JP a little bit earlier, because I said after a whole hour of almost listening, I learned one vital thing is that JP doesn't like to vacuum very much.
This is an interesting thing, you know, because like my girlfriend is a Virgo, right? And Virgos are supposed to be ultra tidy, you know? But, well, put it this way, I'm tidier than she is. That's a kind of, I know it's a kind of competition thing. It's like who can be the most slobby. Tidiness. Yeah, I had one of those once. Anyway.
Did you? that was last tidy.
Well, you see, I live on this this farm, basically, you know, and when you walk in from the street, you have muddy boots and, you know, you've got to take them off somewhere where it's not, you know, so, you know, that's where the carpet, and that's what the carpet's for, is actually to just absorb that mud, and to vortex it up and then, put it into the compost and then, anyway, long story. Karen. How are you? Because you're on a real there's some good news this week you've been saying. So I have to say that there have been breakthroughs happening this week in my own personal circle. Some of them have been difficult breakthroughs, but a lot of them have achieved a peeling of the layer. Would you say that your experiences have been kind of paralleled that?
Absolutely. I think it's been just absolutely, it's been a stellar, absolute week. You know, it's like, where do you even start? You know, I was getting my flags up on different places. People are asking for them. I've been doing international stuff. I've got my own radio show at Dark City as well going. I've been out foraging. Things are shifting, and we can see that definitive, you know, if people do not want to stay into that place of eminent peace, they're just leaving themselves. And I'm like, wow, I love this. You know, it's like things are sorting themselves out in the universe. And I like, wow, this is all about the flow. I'm really enjoying this, you know? And like most people, I went up actually to my place. Someone had the audacity to actually take the doors off my storage unit and vandalize it. And I'm like, oh, well, within less than an hour, I found out where it all was ransacked to. But regardless, I, you know, put the flag up and, you know, people have been just coming here. In fact, one of my good friends, we'll talk a little bit about this as well, but that's why I'm so excited, you know, getting the gift of one of these free cold, you know, energy machines. This is huge. This is like time reversal. It's regeneration. It's simple. It's duplicatable. It's replicable for people to do. But more important is, like, you know, I was just at a smart meter forum. You know, I don't even have to be up on the forum anymore. I can do it from wherever I want speaking. And I was with Dr. Ross Anderson. Same thing, you know, measuring all the different things like the radiation count. So, I mean, there's so much going on. But more importantly, what was really exciting to me was last night. I'm sitting there, JP, and I'm like, everyone's freaking out on Facebook, and they're going, we can't see the planets. The moon is moving. It's like we're not in Kansas anymore. And I said, that's right. Things are shifting, and we're moving into a higher frequency, and you've got to, like, go with the flow. And I'm glad I'm in this, you know, gamma field, you know. And this is about us upgrading our operating systems and becoming in one or alchemizing the environment. And I thought it was great. So I ran down to, like, friends of mine last night, and we've got compasses. And I was like, darn straight, the compass has moved up here 10 degrees on all the compasses yesterday. So I don't know if you've noticed any changes.
You know, Karen, I stand out every night. I look up at the sky. I look out my window, and I look at Orion, and I make sure it is where it is.
Yes.
Okay, now, I've been doing this for many years now.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many years, and I kind of get to know where Orion's supposed to be.
Yeah, we got the belt there.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because last night I was on a starlit walk with my girlfriend, walking back from a party. It was far too far to walk, right? We were both killing ourselves. And I was looking at, and I was, there's, you know, showing her with my beam torch, you know, over there, there's Orion's belt. And I thought, it's actually, why is it over there in the west? That was unusual. It was very west. So are you saying that we've had a shift in the last couple of days, like literally a planetary movement, and nobody's told us?
Surprise. Well, a few of us are feeling it, noticing it, and seeing it, but and enjoying it.
Well, and there, again, what you said before is it's about being in the flow. And that's one of the things I've noticed is that, you know, again, it's a, like, spiritual competition thing. Me and my girlfriend, all right, yeah, who's more spiritual? Who's more in the flow? Who's more right? It's like, I know, it's incredibly personal, but, you know, we behave like children in relationships, and we, you know, all this stuff comes out, and it's actually quite funny to watch now. Because I've started to observe it in myself, you know, look at the monkey. Look at the monkey running around playing with his little monkey girl, you know. And it's such a different perspective than I used to take it really seriously, and I was really upset about it. I've had various events happen that have helped me heal my inner child. And I think this is something that's happening on a very large scale, in various levels, that people's inner children are being helped and nourished and held and in some way. Are you again, experiencing that? I can hear you making noises, so yeah, maybe.
Oh, yes. It's like just total agreement. I think this is great. You know, I was just laughing, thinking, as soon as you said the monkey, I went, yeah, well, this little monkey agrees with you, too. So it depends on your perspective. Yeah, blue monkey, whatever. Anyway, I think that's amazing, you know, but yeah, a lot of people are going out, and I had an incredible week, actually. I've been in contact with so many people internationally and worldwide. And one of the things that was really funny is that we discovered we weren't in Kansas, and no one can really use any of the things from what we call the Soho or Lasco 2 and 3 anymore. Because literally, they were being edited, photoshopped, and then at one point, it was I spent I don't know how many hours actually with Patty Laverne Bassard, but that's where I got the thing from the top brass, actually. But in listening to some of that, she did some black and white photos, actually, which most people don't, and she was able to get access into some other places. And when she did, if you can imagine what happened, the actual black and white showed that there was actually sheet metal placed over the camera. Part of it. So someone, she said, in her estimation, had to have gone up and actually covered that camera up so people could not see what was going on. But you're not able to determine that if you're looking at all these blue colors. So in the black and white, and she was able to get something in through the Navy Observatory, get in and out and get some pictures for me. So we were doing that. And I'm like, wow, things got to go really in the flow, you know, to like get to that point. So anyway, I do want to encourage people, if they do want to see some of the things that we have found, discovered, and put out there, decoded, they can go actually either to my website at Facebook, which is Karen McDonald or Karen Ann McDonald, and Patty L. Broussard's got it, and also on the evolution of the human race. But we've got one set up just for these great graphs. And JP, if you've ever had the experience to sit when they're doing these live cams and then converting them all over, it's quite an experience. It actually takes about close to 20 minutes to download one little chart that they do. And so they collect the data, and it's usually over a time period. So it's not a just get a camera thing. It's actually they're analyzing when Patty does it over usually about a week or something. And then they've got special programs they've put into graphing it. So it takes about a good probably 15, 20 minutes. So I've wanted to see what was happening, like, you know, globally. I mean, and I was really concerned about you and other friends that I have over there. So I did it. You know, we wished to see what the radiation levels and stuff were. So if you go to Radiation Graphic Room, and that was set up initially by Patty Broussard and that group, but collaboratively and cooperatively, what's been put in there, it's an album, and it said, flash alert flash, and then there's another one that we've done about the current situation right now. So we've got everything we've been
Facebook?
Looking at. Yeah, it is on Facebook. Right. Please go there. It's amazing. That's why I do wish, you know, Patty could have been here. I know where she is right now because we just put it out all over her thing, but things happen and it's an amazing thing. I've also been in contact with not only, like I said, Dr. Ross Anderson actually came to my home and actually measured some stuff up here for me. So I'm eternally grateful. So we actually got, it's just to let people know, because I always want to know, where are you? And in Patty's estimation, this is one of the safest places on the continent right now, is right here, because it's on the other side of the Canadian Shield, other side of the Rockies. And we're just about maybe 4 or 5 hours due north of Spokane, Portland area here in what they call the Kootenai Mountains, just north of Nelson. So in here, Dr. Ross Anderson, we got, it was 0.09 to 0.14. And we didn't have any beta showing up here at all. And we've got a very, very special area because of all the crystals and magnetics, and because on the last pole shift it slammed into our place here. So we actually have remnants from the other continent here at one point. But that's really, really important because a lot of the counts per minute, as I had Patty doing some things, and we saw some very cool changes happening this week, the radiation was cropping up anywhere 200, 400, 700, and at some points we found them over 5. Saw was around close to 8,000 counts per minute in the gamma fields, and that just isn't acceptable. And in talking with, there was beta showing up as well, up to 300 in different areas. And, of course, what was really somewhat alarming, and I talked with Dane Wigginton, and he's an amazing speaker as well to get. But there's a whole group of scientists as well that are into – he's got a huge site. I don't know if you've heard of him, JP, but it's Geoengineering Watch. And they're on the West Coast, just out of Seattle area. Yeah, he's amazing. I've been back and forth with him all week too. Is that they've actually been able to determine that we actually have what's called UVC showing up here. And apparently the UVC, we should not have any at all. And we're supposed to be like clear, like an atmosphere here, you know, almost
UVC
like that little
being,
grid
ultraviolet
to about
RNC, yes.
100,000 feet. And they've now got it tracking it. They can track it on the ground. So they're quite alarmed by a lot of this. So I know they are going down, I think, to LA on their website, Facebook. They're doing some major things right now to call out some of the different people in the media and, you know, get people talking about what's really happening. So very, very proactive and very, very well-spoken individuals for sure. So that's been really exciting to see. So I think we really need to bring home what is going on in there. And that's actually what I wanted to do. This is not a bad thing. It's just people need to be alerted. And if there's something that they might require change, I'm into about free information, as you know. I have no borders either. And so I think this is really interesting information. So a lot of the stuff where you were, I specifically went to look where you were, by the way. You know, we love you dearly. And so a lot of the counts out there, just to look at up there on that island in what people know as Europe, are actually 200 to 400. In the areas previously known as what people think of France and Germany, is a lot of those reactor sites are actually actively leaking and are non-containable. And so we were able to see like these rings of fire glowing above the reactors, almost like methane or whatever, plutonium and cesium, whatever. We were able to start seeing that. And so that is a cause for concern. So I really want to have people just take a look at the information, and they have to make some things and, you know, utilize their own discernment. Because it is, you know, I was really grateful to be going, yep, I got the hemp seed, I got the essential oils, I'm alkalized, I'm putting things into place. And we do want to be radiating. You know, it's not about necessarily being in fear. It is about actually being able to be, like you say, in the flow and adapt to what we're doing. And so, you know, looking for the best things. And what sent me off into the forest, I've been like a little foraging squirrel. You'd be so, just like a little foraging bear. I'm just starting to like, I don't know if I'm hibernating, but I think that's great. You know, like what you and Nikki and stuff are doing. We've got to go back to being in the forest and really wild and free. That's our connection to the Creator. And I think really that's what that is, that people are disconnected. And so that's the whole thing, is getting back. And that's why I think people feel so unsatisfied, you know. And it's about getting back to what we have to be doing. Because love itself is like a nutrient, you know. Love is a nutrient. It's a vibration. We can either nourish it, or people can, you know, not be in that thing. And it can wither. There's no question. And so I think that's why we have to really focus on what love is right now. We have to focus on our land, our water, our homes, our friends, and getting into the idea of having ecstasy. I love it. We should be ecstatic every day, you know, and like passing that ecstasy and that love forward. That's really what it is. And that's what makes some people really uncomfortable, because that's what it's about. Like right now, you should see I'm like sprouting upstairs, and I went, that's it. I'm never getting another, like, you know, romaine lettuce thing. And most people don't know. I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever had romaine, like, you know, Caesar salad? Have you ever had that romaine lettuce?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you know, but if you don't cut it all up, you can actually leave about a 3-inch chunk. Just put it in a little glass of water. I just put a little bit of salt in it, like Himalayan salt. And do you know if that's not growing again? You will never have to buy Caesar salad or romaine lettuce ever.
I've been thinking about I do try to keep things growing. I sprout mung beans. That's one of my favorite foods, is bean sprouts. And I've got a kombucha that is rotting away in the fridge. I've got some kefir somewhere, grains, but I've never used it because it seems to take an inordinate amount of milk to make. So I haven't figured with that one yet. But there's a lot of these things that you can have at home that are really like probiotic, really good for you, and they just keep going. And like you say, the romaine lettuce, that's one of the ones that has the most sort of minerals in it. And how does it make minerals if you're just growing it out of water? That's the clever bit, isn't it? They alkalize, don't they?
That's right. It's an uptake. And, you know, that's why I put just a little bit more Himalayan salt in. But that creates the enzymatic process. And everything really boils down to sort of like the cosmos of the water solution, the universal solutions, and the salt. So I love using Himalayan salt. Or, you know, I've got some black salt and everything else here too, and other forms as well. So it's all great. Just getting that combination together, it's amazing. And I think, you know, I was listening to like the amazing thing that I did this last 2 week, Origin came out. And the source for that, if they have avocado, well, I really encourage people to see that. That was an amazing thing. We've got to come back to our original ways of doing things. And this is the whole thing, is that utilizing the best of, you know, art and, you know, science, or, you know, that's what transformation is. That's what the kind of idea of matrix energetics is, and doing alchemy, is that we're playing with this stuff. And I thought that was amazing. I listened to another interview as well with almost 2 hours ago with David Avakota Wolf. Actually, I think he's doing his Nutribullet thing all day today, too, on home shopping or something. But, you know, really having that respect and that immense love and seeing what this man has done is amazing because, you know, he was talking to how over he's got a huge gardening thing. They took over, I think it was a ski resort at one point, north of Toronto and Powassan area there. But basically, tons of acres and stuff they're playing with. But what he's done is he's collected a whole bunch of 32 rocks or whatever, roughly. And they're using the rock dust. And I said, oh, that's why I got gifted all these rocks from my medicine wheel from all over the continent, really, from all over here, from the different tribes. But part of those rock dusts actually hold the diversification of the minerals. So we've got the locally sourced minerals here, like the silts and stuff. And he started talking very much back to our original tribe pole stuff, you know, which was having that oak tree. And I was like, if he's not sounding so druidic, like, you know, went, oh, we're talking back to the, you know, the elm and the birch and, you know, putting that Saskatoon berry and having the canopy over. You know, that's what he was talking about, but getting the soil and the probiotics and getting that silt to make it, you know, the best growing soil that we can possibly get.
Right.
Hang
on, let me help the audience. Breaking that down is that by using a biodiversity of tree forms, you're able to produce the right kind of mineral balance in the soil that is generated as a result of the leaf drop. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's basically like a self-composting. And I know I did that when I was staying out with Rishak Laitwan. Amazing man, just out of Nelson here. He's done some great things, set up some different communities over the years, big into the hemp, and they're doing hemp crate and all sorts of stuff right now. But that's what we did. We basically were using the compost, and be darned if it didn't start self-gardening and self-generating itself. And so we didn't have to, you don't have to plant seeds. If you are putting your compost in and know how to compost garden correctly, and we use crystals, we use sacred geometry, we used a whole bunch of different things down there. It was amazing. We do know in these times, though, and I've had, I'm really thankful to be involved. I have a lot of friends that are in the military and different intelligence agencies, and that's it. It's all about sharing. We've got some great things happening, and one of the things that it's come to our attention is, you know, we're going to have to start looking no different than the Sinaiic tribes did here. The Sinaiic Nation is a very special nation. You know, they're kind of like, they went from Colville, that area, and then all the way up into here for a while. And they still have these pit homes. You know, JP, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're an underground, kind of a sweat lodge, but it's an underground home. It's an underground city, no different than deep underground military bases, than bunkers, than whatever a few raptors, reptilians have, whatever. But that's the concept, and that's how people have done it and thrived. And so we talked about also looking at the Winnipewees and stuff like that and Wapinis, which are basically underground gardening, as people know, greenhouses, you know, or nurseries. And so that compost goes back in, and basically it becomes self-perpetuating, you know. And so you don't really have to do it. You don't keep anything. You don't have to be doing that. And basically what you're doing is you're growing your own. You're eating raw. You're harvesting your own food. You feel the difference. I mean, anyone that does raw food as we do and vegan, I mean, that's how I was able to transition and, like, literally go kind of Solarian, Breatharian, and basically just live on air for, like, weeks, you know. I've done everything, too, from urine therapy to all sorts of things. But that's one of the things, too, or just going back to juicing. And I think there's a lot to be said for using the, you know, heritage heirloom seeds, doing the juicing, and, you know, people doing that. It's amazing because you get that natural high. It's amazing. And the animals, if we're following, like, natural law, that's what the animals do, you know. They don't use cooked food. And for that vitality, you're raising and raising your own vibration. But I think that's really important. I mean, those of us that, you know, look at the trees, look at our language, you know, can hear them. That's what the foraging is. So, I mean, I think we've got to get back to doing that. I mean, all the exotic foods are technically what people think are weeds, you know. So people want to pull out hawkweed, and I'm like, no! I'm sure we can use that. Lamb's quarters, wild lettuces, dandelions and stuff. And, like, you know, doing it like in an aeroponic solution. I thought it was great. I was having way too much fun. So I'm watching my lettuce grow and my chickpeas and, you know, making hummus from sunflower sprouts and broccoli sprouts, things like that. It's amazing. So why go camping. You know, I don't know if you've seen that great thing. Like, here's a 5-star hotel and people are paying atrocious amounts where you could be outside with a, you know, a trillion star hotel. Camping.
Oh, very good. As I said, I was saying to my girlfriend last night, you know, we had to walk home from this party for 2.5 hours. And I said, look, let's not think about it like we're walking home after a party and we can't get a cab. Let's just pretend we're on a walking holiday under a starlit night and we're looking at nature and enjoying the geese flying above and the horses as we walk past. But she was still moaning about her hangover. But that's another story. Bless your heart, my darling. She's probably not listening. She might hear the archive of this, but she's probably asleep.
Was
right
that
now.
Nikki? Was it Wolfberry?
Wolf baby, yeah. She was very wolfy last night. Very, very wolfy.
Very creative, that woman. I've seen her jewelry, by the way.
It's fantastic.
I love Nikki, and I actually. Back and forth on Facebook.
Yes, I noticed. She says,
we have our own little party there.
I like Karen, yeah. She's good.
Yeah, I think it was really amazing. I wonder what was the other thing, too, I wanted to get over. I just wanted to get people over the thing. We all know what, like,'s happening out there. I don't think there's too many people that haven't started their awakening process, which they're supposed to. And the thing, too, is that, you know, I was listening to Dane, and they're quite convinced, you know, that they figure the party's over and the climate's gone and the ozone's gone and the animals are depleted. But this is also, I kind of like, it's a natural selection happening within our own. It's just things are moving into different vibrations or frequencies. Even the animals, like the plants, certain plants can't handle that frequency right now. It is. It's actually strengthening, I think, is what's happening. I'm finding a lot of people are either getting healthier. There's only a few I found, but a lot of people it really has taken its toll on. There's no question. You know, I'm like, I don't know what it is. I hardly need any sleep anymore.
Watch out for that one. This is something I was talking with Tracy before.
Right.
And it seems to be everybody that we know is going through a process of reconnecting their fragments.
Yeah.
We've all been traumatized, but we're all healing that trauma, and we've found a way to do it by connecting with our inner child and giving it the comfort that it never got. It's like what I call reparenting the unparented child. It's not difficult. It doesn't take years. You can just work it out almost in the moment, you know. And we can do it. We are doing it for each other. We're taking it in turns to help each other just through these little moments. That's healing. The healing is happening very quickly.
You know, I consider this, like you said, little moments. Everyone goes, oh, there's so many problems. They don't know where to start. And this and that and the geoengineering and the gluttony and all this. And I went, whew. I said, that's just a detail in my world. Like you said, it's like little moments. Everyone's having to, like, you know, can we just stop and breathe for a second here? You know?
Yeah, and tell me, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about this? Tell me what you're feeling, because that's more important than all these thoughts.
Exactly. And, you know, I was on that. Actually, I was a guest on Keith Roberts' show and Major Tom, but Keith AZ, he's also on Revolution Radio. So I was on there last week. And, you know, they kind of like, you know, last minute, can you come on and yada, yada. And I went, yeah, that'd be fine. And so they said, well, we're going to have all these questions for you. Da, 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 da. And I went, okay. And, last thing he said to me in the host comment thing is just, you know, Karen, just breathe and we'll know it's all good. If we know you're breathing and happy, it's all good for the rest of us. So I started laughing, but that's it. I think even just for a second now. Let's just take all a deep breath, and everyone listening as well. Let's just take a deep breath together. That's what we do, and let it go. And just do an internal scan. I've been having so much fun. You know what? I feel great. I feel like air. I don't feel anything. I feel nothing.
Well, I mean, just like, but I mean, you're not like float. You're able to remain in your focus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it's like you're Well, you were talking about it before. Like, what stops someone from being in the flow is what we call stuff. And this stuff comprises unhealed, traumatized fragments of our previous self. And perhaps even parallel selves and, you know, alternative universes. Dimensions and all these other things. Hyperspace clones. And it's all going on all at the same time. But we can heal them by bringing them back into us.
This was what was really amazing. I actually really enjoyed it. I want to be thankful to the universe. Someone cut off the internet and all the power here for 8 hours the other day.
8 whole hours. How did you cope, Karen? I would have just slept in the EMF free atmosphere.
Loved it. You know, it was great there because I was just in the zen zone for a minute. You know, I have to create my own zen zone down here. So I'm just staying with a friend. And actually sounds like we may have a really cute little cabin coming up temporarily. So, with a friend. So we're just going to see that. And I went, great cabin in the woods, free energy, cold energy machine. I said, wood stove. That's it. I said, I think things are lining up. I must have been like doing something right. But, like, even right now, I've got the amethyst bed, I've got the grounding mat, I've got my grounding sheets, I've got my essential oils, I've got rock a cow. Everyone's coming over for rock a cow. You know,
for what? Here, what's so. This?
My rock a cow. My raw chocolate.
Raw cacao. Oh, I see.
Cacao.
Raw chocolate.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what's a rock a cow? Is that a cow that is a rocker? Anyway,
it's the holy cow up here.
Holy cow of chocolate. You will say holy cow when you eat this raw chocolate. Has it got chili in it? What do you do different flavors?
Yes. Yeah, it does have actually chili pepper. It actually does have actually some kind of
I can tune into you. I can feel those flavors there. Very stimulating. And of course, you know, cacao, cocoa, raw cocoa, proper chocolate is full of quite stimulating material, as well as loads of calcium and magnesium. Magnesium's the stuff, isn't it?
Oh, you know, that's the best thing. That's what I love. David Wolfscott. Actually, of all the things that, you know, they didn't dump out of my thing that I literally did. I've got boxes and boxes of stuff of raw foods. But anyway, what I kept is actually went, well, okay, this is just what we require now. I have my naked chocolate, my spiritual nutrition, whole bunch of the whole, you know, the holy grail, the bloodline stuff, and I've got all my essential oil desk references, all my zapping books, the biofeedback machine, and I went, and there we go. I got naked chocolate and the whole Anastasia series. I went, you know, that and some, like, you know, yoga stuff. So I said, that basically what my life comes down to is some sprouting and mushroom books. So a few good CDs. It's all good.
So, are you making CDs on how to do mushrooms? No, not how to do mushrooms. How to grow mushrooms. No, do them.
Yeah. We should. I haven't done one yet. I absolutely adored it. Speaking of mushrooms, we were out doing some chanterelle stuff. So some people have got some around here. We got some great shaga.
All right, hang on a second. Tell people what is chanterelle and what is shaga.
Yes. Okay. If you really want to see some good stuff, a friend of mine actually is Gerald Willard, David Wolfscott stuff, but chanterelles are gorgeous little mushrooms. They're kind of like a pine mushroom, and they grow, and they are so delicious. And actually, if you flavor them right, they can almost taste better than – well, they do taste better than chicken if you've ever had that. But we marinate them. And then you can dehydrate them, or you can actually pickle them. And so they're a very kind of mushroom that you just pick in the forest here. And so I know some people still do the old thing of, like, you know, frying them up with coconut butter and onions and stuff. But for those of us that are raw foodists, you can dehydrate these. You can also take these mushrooms, dehydrate them longer so they get kind of hard. And we do that with sometimes reishi mushrooms and different things like that. And you can make, like, mushroom soup or mushroom tea. And so we also on the birch trees here have some gorgeous, what we call shaga. And when you were talking about collecting things and how we were doing the same principle with the romaine lettuce, is you can actually take the shaga mushroom, and it grows kind of like a little brown wart, you know, for 15, 20 years off the side of the birch tree. And what it's doing is it's collecting all those nutrients. And so this is why one of the best books right now that's just starting out there with the Shaga stuff, Shaga and Rishi and all this have been noted in all Vedic medicine and what people know as traditional Asian or medicine, Chinese, that sort of thing. Vedics through Russia. They talk about it in Anastasia, the ringing cedars in Russia and stuff like that. But how these would be the principles that we would have to listen to, go back to basics, to tribal foods. And that's what I was doing with Patty Broussard. This really does tie into our coat of arms and our genetic, what you call coat of arms, heraldry, shields from the clans and the tribes. So I'm really going to encourage people to start looking, on, especially on their mom's lineage, on the matrilineal lineage. We were actually able to show, this is where this came in, JP, is that the shields and the coat of arms show our genetics. They also show where DNA was spliced. People have been cloned in. And also where the contracts were made with the Fae, or what people call the draconians lines, reptilian lines and stuff like this. So we're going to be able to start doing some genetic bloodline tracking through there. And this is really, really, really huge, because we are going to have to do a bit of a cleansing. That's what it's all about. But people really have to do that. You know, when I got back with Patty, that was probably the most exciting thing, which is funny because we were talking about that. We just happened to be looking at I was showing her my Illusic and all this, and she goes, holy geez, she says, you got an original Klamam line. She says, it's unpetitioned. It's, you don't have supporters here.
Okay, totally. One more time, Karen. Can you explain what you mean by an original clan mother line, and how that is relevant to setting the world aright? Because this is part, this is your mission, right? at least in your own personal dominion. Yeah, exactly. In your personal dominion, which Patrick is as much of good reality as any other reality. But this is an extending dominion, because you know you're hitting resonances.
Yeah.
People are hearing what you're saying and saying, ah, right, yeah, oh, she said that. Yeah, and in a way, you remind me of the oracle who used to just speak, and people would ask the question, and people are probably asking questions in their mind, and you're psychically picking it up, telepathically picking it up, and just speaking and answering the questions as they go. So in a way, if you're trying to follow a kind of linear story or a linear way of thinking, you have to let go of that and just listen to the telepathic concepts that Karen's putting across. I know it sounds a bit weird, but that's true, isn't it, Karen? That's what I'm, you know, I'm describing the process here.
Yeah, that's actually, you're speaking in truth right now. Truly, that's what's happening. It's not even a fact. It's total truth right now. And it is, it's part of what we do, is the oracle and the auricular, that's probably why I do auricular oracle therapy. I think that's really important, that people really get to learn what this is about, is that it has to do with our original DNA, and coming back to whether it was our inner child, our roots, our points of origin, and those star points. And Stellar. So I've seen some really interesting movies coming out too. That's what Interstellar is about, and all these huge things are coming out. Even Jupiter ascending, all sorts of things. Little bits are flying in here. And literally, I mean, that's part of what I have to do, is open up the Pandora's box and present that we have to know what the solutions are. I'm not concerned about any details anymore. We've gone past the point of no return. I went right on.
It's not like we're here to convince any skeptics.
Exactly. I think at this moment, it's not up for debate.
Yeah. At this moment, people who describe themselves as skeptics are just digging their heels in the sand and just denying reality. Actually burying their heads in the sand, and guess what's sticking up?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a colon hydrotherapist, that's why. Anyway.
So
we get down to the root and the base and the butt of it all.
That's right. Don't present. But did you say you're also an auditory canal therapist or something?
You know what? Actually, it's better than being an ENT or whatever. I've got a medical background as well. I had 15 years nursing as well, neonatal. But it's like speaking. I speak a lot of languages. I don't know if any of them are well, but what it does is I have a auricular meant to be actually to doing essential oils, because really primarily is not thinking of it as aromatherapy. Start thinking as nanomolecular essential, and I mean essential to your essence of life these days. That is the actual medicine or the food we should be taking. I think that's where most people have missed it. It's about hertz and frequency. Live foods, even if they're raw, superfoods, love you guys dearly, but that is very still low. It's vibrational at 15 to 22. The only thing that moves our vibration, our frequency up, or to be auricular, is I put essential oils on the ears, kind of like cranial sacral, or doing head massage, ear massage, and using, actually I have little crystals and a little, it almost looks like a little children's swizzle stick, but it's a glass probe instead of using acupuncture needles. So it's very sweet to do. I also have some very cool toys here. One's called a Labelle. It's like a Rejuvena that we can actually run at 30,000 revolutions per second to clean. So I use like a saltwater saline Orma Space with monatomics and essential oils in there. And, I mean, I don't know if, well, you did get to see me, but a lot of people are taking me for 15, 20 years younger, because I am actually youthing. So we are able to start doing that. That's an amazing thing. So knowing a little bit about this, and that quote, just to go back to your question here a little bit, is that this has been medicines that have been practiced by peoples or tribes, or, you know, the clan mothers were considered to be the wise women. And we'll just maybe stick with that title. Not at all, but we'll just say, use that for what a wise woman or like the oracle was, and wise men as well. There's a lot to be said for those three stars up there in your Orion concept too, but you know, that was it. As long as I can see my pole star, I'm quite good. You know, that's the whole thing about knowing the Trinity and where we come off of, and like different things like Vega, Lyra, you know, Epsilon, all that, those things too, but going back to the creator and stuff. One of the things that's really, really important is that people have to see where they are. We have these, some people put like avatars or whatever. We have ancestral memory. We have DNA memory. We have this life experience. We have other things that we can collect into. And to collect, if you want to say, cosmic information, universal information, telepathy, we've got to open up the DNA circuits. And one of the best ways is to start doing it with essential oils. And the idea is the color of food. So really concentrating on purple foods anyway. Even if you're juicing purple cabbage, you know, indigo, indigenous foods, those are high gamma foods, you know, same thing. So your higher spectrum foods off here as the planet's losing its magnetic field. And, you know, it's not like we haven't seen this happen before 5 times. Right? That's why we still have the manuals, and that's what I was gifted to do that. So that's what Patty Broussard helped with the, and Lucas when we were doing that at the time with, when I was gifted the Clan Mother Seals and Camel's Eyes Treaties. But to remember, it's not, you know, being ignoring the law or being ignorant, but it is back going to get into our own gifts. And this is available. Everyone, like, I was just listening to a great, also talk. I was busy today. You know, it was Bruce Lipton and everything, but going back to our original set of DNA, and we're like computers. We certainly can do it, and it doesn't matter how much geoengineering or whatever. And there are a lot of things going on in the bigger picture that affect different things, you know. And so I actually have a deeper appreciation for things the way they are going right now. And there are a lot of things that, you know, why the geoengineering is going on that people really don't realize and why it's happening. It's actually, you know, there may be some stuff too that is for in the longer picture of preservation. It's just really hard to sometimes see when you feel like you're in the eye in the middle of the storm. But we've got to go back into here and right now look at what we have to do is going into things like pit homes. That's what I'm looking at. We've got our seeds collected. We're doing our sprouting right now. We know big things, changes are coming in. And I mean, really, that's what it is we're all coming back. We want to focus back into love, you know, and co-creation. And I was actually on my radio show actually talking earlier today, and my producer, Paul Hayden and stuff at Dark City Radio was like, I went through basically the whole thing about basically what the whole template is like with Anastasia, you know, and what these wise women oracles did. You know, and why they presented that. And it is going to be huge. And there's a whole section, actually. There's 9 books out. They've been released by some of my ancestors. So this is ancestral tribal information. about basically there's a whole section. You got to know who we are, and you have to know what's called the Book of Kin. To have a sacred kin domain, how do you create one? And so part of it is you really have to know your lineage here. And so that was really important to me. I was saying, actually, sometimes you touch people in different ways, and I've been doing so much biofeedback with people, like radionics, scalars, zero-point technology, you know, and I do it all over the world, you know, and universally, you know. I even send it out to people that are not even on this planet here. But that's part of what we do and who we are. And this thing that Vladimir Meagher describes in the books, because he did, they had a relationship, him and Anastasia. And I could start seeing the parallels between what was happening there. In fact, I was talking with, you know, Tara, the hill Tara. Well, we've got the Red Mountain here. I've got, you know, Odin and Wotan and Quetzalcoatl. Well, we've got Valhalla here. We've got things in every different areas. That's why this was always considered to be the Cam land, or the, you know, the crowning glory here. This was about coming back to co-creation and opening up those stargates and stuff too properly. But this whole book, I don't know if you've ever read this, or Nikki's read it, but I really suggest everyone get to this, because this is actually what we're doing. We're talking about the ringing cedar trees.
And we're talking about the Anastasia book.
Yes.
You know, I read a magazine called Nexus.
Yes.
Many years ago. I've been reading it since, well, really, that's the first kind of contacts I had before the 90s almost.
I used to read Nexus. That's an awakening magazine.
Nexus magazine. It's a long, you know, long, because I've always looked on the edge and what's new. So Nexus had these articles that printed a little bit about Anastasia. And then a few years later, when I arrived in Findhorn, I went to the bookshop, and there was a book sitting in front of me. I thought, oh, well, there you go. Hello. So I picked it and I bought it and I read it in a day. And, it was like, oh, wow, that was lovely. That was really refreshing. And then a few years later, another 10 years pass, and I'm listening to Journeys with Rebecca, with Rebecca Jernigan, which is kind of who started me on doing this stuff, this internet radio. And she has the guest who is the guy who translated the Russian into English. Whose name?
Oh, Leonard.
Yes, Dr. Leonard.
Yeah, and, Leonard. Yeah.
He's so cool, and he's got a fantastic voice and fantastic accent, and you know, and it was all revived, and I'm thinking, well, there's a good idea, and you know, I'm understanding and trying to adapt her principles and just to understand the way of her, which is what she's trying to teach as well, which is it's not about what you know. It's about how, I don't know, well, tell us, what is it about? Tell us what it's about, you know, because it's more than a feeling. It's a more of a feeling than a thought or an understanding or a set of rules. It's not about rules, is it? It's about inner direction. In terms of like the director of a movie, I'm just babbling. You go.
You know what? I just wanted to go more than a feeling. Do 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 do.
Exactly.
Just get me being. That's the lyricist in me coming out. I'm so missing Larry Levan and a few people. I've got this great place now. It's just down the villages. I'm helping in this area here. Right now, with the people getting them healthier, and there's a few of us going to do things, but we got Mercados by, it's a little, my sort of raw, organic, vegan cheesecake, no bake thing, so they're coming along too, but I get my superfoods there and stuff too. But Jim and Shelley Dubé have that, and, you know, I was trying to explain some of these people, because they really don't know, you know, about the beginning of people as we know it, being seated here, and the Anunnaki, and the, you know, Ninsur egg. Enel and Sumerian stuff and the whole alien thing. So they're now, you know, they know that, you know, we're right on. So I've got people now, you happen to put that area, you know, and I've got a few people that have been in the military and stuff and different things in here. So there's some pretty cool stuff happening. So I talk about Anastasia, which if you've read the series, this is all in there. So how does this like great little tribe kept away from everyone else, no contact for a long time, have all this information, just like the Hopi and the Kogi and the Dogon, because, you know, all these original tribes still have it. Anastasia's a sister, literally, akin to my, all my bloodlines. And my Babas were a little bit further down in what they called Horodanka. And you know, JP, this was one of the most profound things I ever did. I remember I was doing a healing session with someone, and one of the most profound things actually was right when David Wolf was here. And I was doing one of the guys after he was up there at Nelson. And after everything I said, and we do gifting, no commerce, right? And that's what we really got to come back down to. And that's in, if our, you know, with ourselves, not charging, not leaving a footprint, not doing this kind of stuff, you wouldn't do it to someone that you love. You wouldn't be using commerce even in that relationship, which means paying rent, this and that and whatever. And if we can't do it for ourselves, how do you do it to someone else to say that you love them? It's just not there. And then extending that outward again into the, what I call the village, the eco-village community. So to me, everyone thinks community is outside. It's not. It's inside. And like you said, it's an internal journey. But one of the things with Anastasia, when I'd said this to one of the guys after everything, and I said to him, you know, checking, because I do DNA and backgrounds and genealogy beyond, you know, astrology and astrotheology and all that too. Because that's really important, that people should not be coupling unless they know, like, telegony, what the bloodlines are. That's what's going to have to take out. And they're no longer 13 just straight star tribes or nations here anymore on this planet. They were seeded with the other, because this Earth was like a backdoor for a lot of stuff. That
all right. Hey,
just going to say, we've mixed a lot of bloodlines here that we no longer have straight 13 bloodlines.
Right.
As people think, and there's probably about 200 and some.
All right. So let's go into
rare
this.
Blood. Yep.
Let's go into this in the next hour. I want to take a quick break. Actually, I want to play a song, because earlier on you said, you know, because I like to pick something appropriate. And many years ago, I wrote a song called Polestar, which it's a romantic song. It's, you know, about you're my Polestar, my, you know, you're the axis of my life. You know, it's all romantic rubbish. Stuff.
Yeah. You got a sweet thing happen, y'all.
I got this little soft side, you know. That is, anyway.
You got a sweet side. Okay, let's hear it.
This is Polestar. There we go, brothers and sisters. There was Polestar. I tell you, I made that up as I went along, and then I went back and made up another track that went along with it, doing the slide, that sort of spacey noise. And I there was no rehearsal, I just played them.
Wow.
They just came out in one go. So I love that. So that's what I like about that. And that's the original one. And right in the middle, somebody sent me a message on Microsoft something then. And there's this little in the middle of it. Like, where did that weird sound come from? And it was actually something that just came through the computer. And I didn't want to touch its vibration, because it was just, yeah. So obviously you felt that vibration, eh?
Oh, I'm rocking the free world here somewhere, yeah. Absolutely. It does. It's beyond. This is what we're trying to communicate to people. When you're in that realm, or you're in that, what we call the wave, you're in the flow, it's a feeling. It's information. It's data. And when you're part of that, you know, it's David Wilcock, it's the source field. Well, it's really the field of information. And music transcends that. Even, you know, the sounds, the pitch that it's done in, the, you know, if it's 432 hertz, the frequency, yeah, thank you. I was just like, you know, like trying to explain this to someone when, you know, I'm sitting with them, and that's why I love doing my things on Skype. But the guys that actually, like, you know, like Glenn Eager and like Larry Levan and a whole bunch of stuff, and actually they're trying to contact me right now out of like somewhere near Puerto Vallarta or wherever they are.
You keep on invoking people, Karen.
I know, they're coming into the show. I said, not right now, and Rizia and all this, and I got Montreal coming at me, and they're all coming at me, and Sunwolf and all these guys all at the same time. And I said, you know, when they've had that experience, like I've been actually generating and developing new kinds of free energy, what you call technology, or we call healing beyond matrix. I mean, I was so blessed to be with, like, you know, the likes of Richard Bartlett and Karen Sperling and Stephen Opps, actually just down in Chenin now, near Winlaw. But Melissa Joy Johnson. I mean, these guys are putting out the books. They're the ones on the circuit. You know, I'm sitting back here, like, trying to find squirrels here in my, you know, backyard sort of thing.
No. But that's the best place to be. Listen, you don't want to be out on the road. What's the point?
I don't.
It's tiring. It's really exhausting. It's a schlep. It's a bloody schlep. You just want to... Look, your thing is being, right? Yeah. And that's what you're doing. You're being, and people call in... and experience your being. This is how my experience is. You know, I be and I do what I do, and you do what you do. People come to you and say, "Oh, can you fix this?" And you go, "Oh, I've never fixed one of those before, but I think this will do it." And you'll have the machine, or you'll have the right pill, or the right medicine, or the right frequency, or the right color, or the right, you know, and you just assign it. Here they go. Yeah, I see your role. You know, I recognize what you're doing here. So, now. Before the break, we were talking about the 13 bloodlines, or the 13 races, or the 13 originals, or the this and that. Right. Okay. So what I would like you to explain to me personally, and to the audience who are listening as well, how first of all. Who were the 13? Were they like are they completely separate races? How long ago was this? How did they set it up? And then did they go away in some way that allowed some infection in? I know, so that's a big, it's a big scope question. It could take hours, but if you kind of skim over the surface of this, large body of history, because that's what I believe is missing from the DNA memory of people. Right. That's what's been wiped out of us, and that's what the Clan Mother is here to restore. And so if you understand the focus of where I'm talking about now, yes?
I understand it. How's that? I'll help you. I'll
comprehend it. Okay.
Yeah. I'll start laughing at that. People know when I start speaking in law rather than legalese. One of the things I guess we just want to get back to is that there were kind of like they call the 13-14, and you know, some people had their debates, and then there was actually pairings. It's funny because Larry Levan actually was trying to buzz through. It was the same thing we're talking. We wanted to get through. They might go, "Well, can you tell me about the Twilight of the Gods?" You know, people have their different terminology for it. That's all. And, you know, when they got corrupted and how this happened, and was it draconian and all these kind of agreements or contracts as people go into. So in the very, I think, simplest form is that this was to be I call it a potluck, you know, the potlatch. This was to be experimental, and this was to be like and I don't like the word when they say schooling. So this was, I would just consider it was to be a smorgasbord or, you know, in here at one point. And a lot of things came in, and I take it no different than when people start thinking, like, is it an alien invasion or corruption or reptilian or whatever. I really don't think of it. Everything is matter, and everything is made up, and everything has its place in the cosmos, in the universe. And I think there was a whole thing we can get, whether, you know, Tiamat was, this was kicked out, and there's an electrical grid, and it's under quarantine, and, you know, the whole Michael Tesserian thing and astrotheology thing that they talk about. Jordan Maxwell, whoever, Santos. Bottom line is that we're here right now. This is what we're dealing with. And we've got to, you know, we're losing a lot of fields. That's maybe not necessarily such a bad thing. You know, if this was what's, you know, was holding down some of this grid stuff artificially, also the consciousness of the people, which I don't like that word, but the awareness of the people as they're raising their frequency and vibration, this is going to change as well. There will be, I think, certain people like moving forward, but the original 13, if we want to say, what they called the bloodlines, or I don't like to use the word Illuminati family and stuff like that, but that's really what Michael Tesserian wants to go on tour with, is talk about the female Illuminati and who is really running the show behind the show. And, you know, the dictates and people have to what they call the reptiles, the draconians, the, you know, Ryans and all these, like, you know, Star Wars up there going on. If we get past that again, people are getting caught into wars that they don't have any... literally shouldn't have any business, any commerce, or any connections to anyway. And when you disassociate from that and start thinking in peace, that this really was to be, I will consider like an invitation, that people were to be invited guests here and bring the best of their best. And if we have a little bit of everything, then we're related to everything. It's very much like those prophecies. And so if we start thinking of it in terms of a nation, but when you had the men and the women that actually held that DNA or that knowledge, wise women, call it whatever you were, this was a very huge thing. And that's what the women of the clan were to do. They were to be the women of the Great Spirit that held that. And it has nothing to do with pomp, has nothing to do with commerce. And in fact, that's why they call it congressing or intercoursing into commerce. And that's what happened. That's how a lot of women lost their lands, their territory, their rights, everything else. And eventually so did the men. So when we come back into the thing is, how do we clean it? How do things get infected was your other question, which is like, well, who took over it? How did the power struggle come in? All this sort of thing. I think if we go back to the beginnings and we start looking at that, that's why the DNA is really important and going through this heraldry coat of arms. As people think of their, I don't like the term, but people know it like family ancestry, doing things like that in the coat of arms. And everyone will have a coat of arms and shields on their mother's side. And I know it's been somewhat corrupted, but do the best that you can in looking at it. So when I looked at Lusuk, right, Lusuk, you know, we don't have words for that. But what does it translate to? What does it mean? What's the closest I could get on a shield, right? And to look at that, I've actually got, you know, there's no supporters, no petitioners. So do go to what's called heraldry and decoding. You have to know what that means. Some people were self-sufficient. Why do I carry a seal off the clan mother lineage that goes back before 460 BC? Because I can access that information or that DNA or has been transmitted or those books or the computer I've been uploaded, downloaded, call it whatever you wish. I've been activated cosmically at that level. And so little things like when you start talking about corruptions and things and taking things, you know, way and then start thinking in terms of levels or lodges and things like that, or secret or super secret or above top secret, that's all smoke and mirrors. And it takes people away from their real focus, which is what love is. So those corruptions I think of no different than if you would think of like a virus infection. People have gotten their programs or their bloodlines corrupted. And when you have a corruption, it's no different than having an infection inside. And this is what's been transmitted through the interbreeding, through whether cloning programs, in vitro programs, all sorts of things that have violated basically the original natural law. And that's why we do have a mess. So there are a lot of people that are not only hybrided, they're more than half-breded here. And so a lot of the different things that are happening, even in the June thing, there we go.
So let's just grab onto that little thread there. The idea is to produce a single hybrid human type that combines all of these 13. However, some of the 13 regarded themselves as different from others of the 13 and nudged them out over time.
Right.
Thus, producing a predominance of the worst aspects of their matter rather than the best aspects of their matter. Is that a kind of synopsis of the whole thing?
Yeah, that's a fairly good analogy, or if you want to say analyzation of it, for sure. I think that's why it's really important. You know, I am looking at DNA, and when I look at the technology that I can use in doing assessments for people and assisting them in that way, that's what we're doing, is we're reverse technology or looking through the corruptions of the bloodline and seeing what we can do there. I mean, it really is. It's beyond just, you know, reptilian negative, you know, DNA or bloodlines and what that holds. And again, there were laws and stuff that were put into place in there, which, again, when people, like you say, can't access their memory banks or their sixth chakra, well, I want to start getting, you know, like David Wolf and Stephen Adler at, like, Sacred Chocolate, get the hemp and the chocolate, get the, you know, I'm talking to them now, going, get some essential oils, get anything. We can start raising the vibration. We need to use those purple foods. We need to use the gamma foods. And we have to eat also at some point according to our DNA and our bloodlines. And this has nothing to do with eating for your blood type, as you realize, because if you want to see something really funny, Patty and I were showing people going, hey, are you a, you know, she's like, she goes, well, I'm O positive, you know, ZZR8, whatever. You could go to just Google for yourself rare blood types, and you'll see that AB positive thing and negative and all that is a bunch of hooey. You start seeing the crossbreeding. It's huge. And so we have such a corrupted amount of information. So that's actually what we're doing. We're trying to sort that out. And we're going to have to do that. And so even with the things that are pushing through, it's really going to be the people with really the original laws, which is natural law, that will be actually thriving at this point. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Yep. we're going through the pole star. I'm not going, yep, there's the pole star. I can see it tonight or, or looking at where home is, that kind of thing. You know, we're on course. We've got to remember that we're really on course. And this is a good thing that this is all going through. And for people, and like say if they've been cloned and we know all the stuff going through the false flags, my gosh, they locked down, I didn't know if you know, but they locked down a town 20 minutes away from me. They locked down a town, little village, successfully for like 5 days looking for Peter DeGroote. And I said, well, whatever. You know, it's just information. It doesn't stop me from what I'm doing. It doesn't stop me from planting. It doesn't stop me from going to the cabin. It doesn't stop me from keeping my flag up at, you know, the hot springs. That doesn't deter me. But I am keeping very aware of what's going on because the MoMA is expanding. It's like, I know you haven't had the, like, joys and pleasures of giving childbearing and delivering children out, but you do. You're expanding, and this earth is expanding, and it's wobbling, and so things are shaking. So we are seeing a little bit of it up here. I've watched some of the trees come up and the things starting to flow, and we want to be in really, you know, coherent places. And the bloodlines are gathering back to where their original areas. It's almost like your original point of origin is too. I know when I arrived in Kamloops, it's like coming back to your point of origin. Every time you go somewhere, you know, like people are journeying, like you said, I don't want to be anywhere else right now. I don't need to be in Calgary and Vancouver and LA and all that right now. This is like nesting for me right now. There's something very special in this area. And we've got the monatomics. We have the spring water. I'm so blessed to have it at Rosebery. You know, I may have to get a Sierra machine, but that's about it. Just a little water pitcher to change the, you know, ionization on it. But, you know, I have different beads and stuff like that to do that. That is what it is. It's like having that peace of mind. I see so many people literally, JP, losing their mind, which means they're losing the memory. They can't hold their system together anymore. Like a computer, something's blown their, you know, memory
circuits.
Holding
the form, yeah.
Yeah, they can't hold the form. And that's really what it is in the higher chakra. So that's why I'm focusing so much on that. And, you know, people laugh when they go, who am I going to call you? Colon, whatever. I went, well, because I'm off this colon. I'm off. So I use the colon there. I'm like with the colonics, right?
That's the high colonic. Karen.
Something like that, you know. Anyway, but that has a lot to do with, you know, laws and stuff like that. You know, at this point, we don't have the time to start, you know, trying to share all those teachings. I did. I put those out for free. And I've gotten everything we've collected and been with the different tribes and different things that they've shared all the information openly. And so I've made a collective thing the best that I can and put it out for people. And it's for them to do their research, not for us. But the advantage of having these great machines, I mean, I love it. Actually, being on Skype, doing a session with someone and literally seeing them shaking on the bed like they're having an epileptic seizure because they're restraining out their DNA or their wiring, what we call the central nervous system. You know, there isn't virtually anyone I haven't done a session with that they do not have internal shaking and they're rearranging things that has to be. And I mean, I can do that as well. That's what we're here to do is balance things. And to have this kind of technology is basically like reverse coding different things, whether you want to call it alien technology, artificial, call it whatever you like. We're able to reverse code or help people come back to zero point. So if you're too high or you're too low, let's just bring it back to neutral. And, you know, what we call homeostasis or, you know, orgone, call it whatever we want, tacking, we all have different terminologies for it. But that's the important thing is we're coming back to our original signature. And this area happens to be one of the most stable places. And like with the pole shift, this is actually where the crown's going to be, the Stargates areas to open. Because we've got basically the east and the west and everything actually met around the last pole shift. So this is actually it, which is amazing to think I'm in such a strategically holding point of this sacred spot in the whole entire ley line system. This is an amazing place to be right now. Which is why I really recommend people get these Ringing Cedars books. You know, go online. They're for free. I actually was able to find it, all the books for free, if you know how to do it. And that's why, you know, everything is about, you know, what is one half, you know. I was really happy when they, you know, put the book called, there's actually lyrics that were done, I guess we inspired, it's called Evolution, done by Susan Singh, and then she also made a movie also called The Future Shift, which I guess I inspired too, but that was coming back to natural law, like you said, playing with the squirrels and going to look to see if chanterelles, and there's one area, like I said, because of the desecration, when people start clear cutting, it affects the whole ecology up here. And I was devastated to see that, you know, just the clear cutting, how it affected for everything within miles and miles. I mean, it affected even the mushrooms, and they weren't able to do things in the wildlife. There was nothing within that perimeter of that area. It's pretty sad. And so, you know, I was talking with different people like Alfred Weber from, are you familiar with him, with, or know of him, I should say?
Sure.
Exopolitics?
I also have to say, the area that you live in, mm-hmm. Sounds very similar to the area that I'm living here.
Very much.
We have, and indeed, you know, my friend Chaz, he goes out collecting and foraging for the mushrooms, the chanterelles, and they are delicious. And he, you know, sometimes drops it, you know, drops me a kilo, because he's like, he gets kilos and kilos and gets paid handsomely for it, I must say.
Yeah.
And we also have many birch and pine and shaga. And indeed, if anybody wants some shaga, if you're in the States, if you're on Turtle Island, contact Karen at her website. But if you're in Britain, you can contact me, and I can give you some, or sell you, you know, packet. How do you sell? I mean, how do you trade it? Well, you do like ground up or in chunks. What do you do with it? I mean, tell people about chaga. It's, we were talking before, it's like the birch itself is quite toxic with all the chemicals, but the chaga seems to draw out the good stuff and leave the bad stuff somehow out.
Yeah, it's actually, there's a great book if you want, or actually on YouTube. David Wolf has done, actually, the universities I gather from his stuff are now picking up, you know, where he's kind of pioneered this. I really have to give it to him. It's amazing, man. One of the things, there is a book, and like I said, on YouTube, and it's called The King of Medicinal Mushrooms. So the shaga was actually known as, I don't like the words king and queen, but the czar. Actually, in our language, it was the shaga in there, because the Siberian tangas and stuff, like in your area and stuff too, the eco, we still have very similar ecosystems in different places. And it looks very much actually like, and I have looked at Finhorn. I used to remember looking at all these great little eco-villages all over the world and what people were doing and studying them, everything from Damon Heart to whatever, to Rabbit Village to whatever.
I have to tell you, this party I was in was in a unique house in Finhorn last night. In Finhorn. House is based, it was built by Graham Brown. He's an architect.
Oh, really?
And it's based on a reciprocal frame, dual spiral, phi spiral ratio, expanding solar passive heating through a thick slab of slate under the floor.
Right. Wow.
Fantastic house. And we had this amazing party, and we got completely wrecked in it. Anyway, long story. Long story. It was great fun. I don't party much. I don't go out much. I don't party much. But when I do, you know, I don't party much. But when I do, I drink a lot of vodka. Not as much, but not as much as a wolf, baby. Anyway, she's never going to hear the last of this, because it's going to be
especially
America.
If Nikki hears this. The archive. One of the things you brought up, I just want to tap onto something that you said that was really important to me. All what people think to be tribal people, and again, there's a difference between originals and aboriginal, which is why I really like what they're doing. You know, it's a seed event, it's this event, it's the event coming. We are the event, whatever. But the thing, too, is that that idea or concept of Turtle Island, do you know where it actually came off of? It was actually, it's a stellar term that was from the cosmos. And actually, if you look into basically what we call Vega, which is why we're vegans, right? We're all at peace, peaceful, the most peaceful peacekeepers there are, you know, in the cosmos, were off that area, which is why they were seated here, to keep the peace between all the other nations, by the way. And that's why we held all the treaties. And those women, or however you want to think, clan women, clan men, whatever, they held the original tribal things, because when there was times of turmoil, they would send us into these areas to stabilize them out again. And but when you look in there, you'll see like a little harp, like the lira, right? And then when you look at that, what you'll see is it looks like, my gosh, a turtle. And it looks like the back of Turtle Island. So I think a lot of people have, like you said, they've got so much information, but they've lost so much. And I deal with this like time after time of people. It has nothing to do with the skin. It has nothing to do with you being red, thinking that your indigenous lodges were the original lodges, because frankly, that's not the way things went down here. And we have to go back and start kind of reconceptualizing it. That's why I looked after the medicine wheel in Saskatoon for so many years, you know, and learning that, and learning about the cosmos and the constellation and what it is. And most people don't have a clue to what star nations are, you know, and they're too busy in their tribes and their bands and their chiefs and their, you know, whatever it is. And they've come away so far from natural law, it's not even funny. Right now, I'm more concerned about people's health and getting back to the original pit homes. I think that's why, you know, it's really important when you were talking about this home in there. You know, we've got the double reciprocating and, you know, the roof and everything. I know it was like looking at, you know, Simon Dale's place. You know, I was like, oh, look at that reciprocating basket roof, or looking what they've got here. You know, that we've got at Mandela Homes here in Nelson. They make round homes, right? Beautiful stuff. But in the times to come, we're going to have to look at stuff that's sustainable. We're going to have to use the earth as literally a battery, but as a protective agent, because we're losing the, however you want to say it, the magnetic atmosphere and stuff. We've lost the UVA, the B, the C, and a lot of things. When I looked at Patty's things, we actually, there's no hole in the ozone. There's virtually none. And that's why I really will, you know, hopefully get another one where Patty can join us, because I think it's really important to look at these pictures and see them as people are seeing this. It's devastating to see that there's no saline left in the poles, the North and the South Pole, and that basically it's heating up and da-da-da. People are concerned about that. Why? Because we've had a flood and we'll just open up the gates and you might have everything, you know, for inner earth go, and it's not like it hasn't been done before, but the people will be put into those safe places. You know, there's a reason why, you know, we're getting that information, you know, about the cold electricity. And I'm so grateful, you know, to have that pass forward or do the gifting without any commerce, and to have that machine being sent to me. Now, like, I can't get that information out quick enough, you know, for people to start doing. Like, you know, I was listening to you guys intently, making, like, all my little notes before it comes, so I can disseminate that information appropriately. And this is the stuff that's been carried forth, and that's the stuff that we see in Anastasia. This is how they talked about creating that energy space of love. And if you look at the pictures, actually, you will see them creating this electrical vibration field. That's what the energy of life is about. We're going to create our own field around us,
yeah,
like a pillar of light.
We're basically, you know, electrical rather than meat. That just seems to be kind of jerked around by voltage, because some French bloke called Volt used to piss around with a frog's leg.
Yeah,
typical.
Yeah.
Playing with your food, Mr. Anyway, but
I hear you. I was probably the only nurse that went through nursing without ever having to go to the morgue, or not to the morgue, but going through autopsies. Don't ask me how I did it.
I can't stand
anything dead. I cannot stand anything dead. There's no way.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, that's, you know, you probably, you know, the Cohen line is not supposed to touch dead things.
You know, and the part of that actually was laughing with Larry, with the Cohens and stuff like that, and their shields, and the red shields, or Rothschilds, as people say. But they were to be protectors of those different things. And again, I have these people all around me, so it's actually quite funny. And we all have that stuff, and Barons and Bear and all that. We have everything, so I'm not too concerned about it. But they were quite, that's why Patty was like, she goes, holy geez, she says, look at your shield. She says, you're off the clan line, you're the clan thing and all this. And she said, and not everyone's a reptilian, by the way. So not all of us really do have reptilian brains. Some of us still have our original ones. So one of the things I want to just get to is in this, the books here in the co-creation is amazing, really amazing. You got to, like, and if you want, start at the back. I read from the back. I do everything backwards. Even when you start going into Agam stuff.
Here's the thing.
Everything.
All right. All right.
Start
again,
back.
Again, Karen. Again. Right. Okay. So there's a couple of things that I really love to talk to you about. Number one is that the planet used to rotate backwards as far as we can see. And the evidence for this, I believe, and it's funny, I was talking about this yesterday. The evidence for this is the ancient languages go right to left,
mm-hmm.
and the modern languages go left to right. And that's the way the sun used to go and does go, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And the prophecies say that this a large planet will come whizzing by that will send the Earth spinning, but cause it to go back into its correct rotation. That's
correct.
That's a Turtle Island prophecy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, it's in Revelations too. So I kind of have an astral theology background as well. I figure what the flip after 25 years of like getting all the legalese, but then getting into law. So, as well. And I mean, mine came from medicine too, but. Part of the thing is, I think it's amazing, is really people have to find out who we are, and that this is a return. This means we're going home. People don't get this. We're going back home. This is the mothership coming, and we're carrying this whole thing with us forward. We're in flow. And those people that are in flow will be able to handle this. The information, the changes, it's like, wow, I'm really glad I'm upgrading from forget Windows 6, 7 and Ultimate 7.1, like forget this, I'm on some other thing. I'm on the Cosmos thing, or like they say the Ubuntu, whatever, Xubuntu, I got that on too. But that's what we have to get back into. And so knowing who you are is really important, because like you said, the shields, if you're got your shields, that's actually kind of like your diplomatic community. And you're going to have to know all that information. So as you do it, like in sacred geometry, we're all into that and looking at all the semantics and the frequencies, in those decodes are just going to give you information. And we're going to have to be able to find and define. And I know people are freaking out because they're going, that's it. We've just had 30 states pulled over and they all want everyone's DNA sample right now. There's some bigger picture things happening here too. And people may not know that they're standing instead of like a Homo sapiens sapien, but next to some hybrid thing that's been released, out for gosh knows how long. We really have to be very, very careful as to what's going on here.
Yeah. Now, okay, so carrying on with that, and as part of a potential long-term plan to totally enslave the human race, I believe that the... I keep going on about it because there's got to be some truth to it, is that it's through the action of this material we call yeast, which made beer and bread, which has been the precursor of candida and then cancer,
mm-hmm.
And therefore death, slow mm-hmm. death for the mm-hmm. human race. For a long, long time. And somehow, it's like a nanotechnology that we have now, but it's like mm-hmm. an ancient nanotechnology that we think is a natural thing, but is actually something that is like a robot that feeds and does its thing. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, if you want to start, I spend a lot of time, I've got like the best life ever, but it's in learning right now. If you go and you listen to the Super Soldiers in the Summits, you listen to Max Spires in the Basis 37 program, you listen to a lot of the soldiers that have been to the different bases and stuff, and with the alien technology, and you learn about, even from something as wild as Donald Marshall and the Vril program, or the Thulean, back to what Hitler was doing, and back to, the reverse technology of what we talk about, what the military was doing, and taking some of the alien technology and trying to reverse code it, is that part of the stuff too with the Vril and the reptilian is that they basically couldn't hold a lot of stuff here, so they were actually using the people as hosts, right? And so call it candida, call it whatever you want. And because there's so many different forms now, what people think, oh, this is a virus, it's bacteria. It's not here, it's about actually being at peace with a lot of this, but making yourself so that you're not a viable host. And that's actually having a peace treaty, whether it's with the virus, the bacteria, the candida, the prion, whatever. I test for all that. And then we want to basically send a signal into people and not only use what we have food technology-wise, but you're right, it's nanobotted. It's like the same thing when these guys were weaponizing the different vaccines. It's really not the virus or the bacteria, the Ebola or anything else. It is the weaponization of what was in it. And using some of this technology, that's why when you look at Dr. Huldah Clark stuff, or I think it's amazing again, if you go back and you listen to a lot of the technology things that we're doing, Longevity Now has got some great stuff. And David Wolf has been putting a lot of stuff on and a lot of time and effort into educating women and men, but at the longevity conferences twice a year. And people are starting to come in. But my gosh, this is free information putting out on YouTube. And the technology of what we know is that we're going to have to start basically what they're using the word, because they like, don't like to use their thing and they're still into their legal thing, is that that's why I came with my proclamation September 18th, and I put it forth that basically we're going to dissolve what's called the British throne and their titles and stuff, because I wish everyone of their original things is to have the ability to be able to thrive through this. And so that's a really important document actually on my wall that people can go to at Karen Ann McDonald. Yeah, and I can send copies of that, but the seals are on there and what the last proclamation is. And quite frankly, I'll let you know, these guys are starting to follow those things. This has to do with original artifacts. This has to do with the original things, and it's not what people think is ISIS and everything else. Is things have to be starting to be brought, and a lot of people don't realize when they go into areas, they're going to collect the museums, they're going to collect the artifacts and the information off those areas. We have to actually start protecting them.
When you say they go into these areas, Karen, mm-hmm. you're talking about like when Gulf War
yes.
One, they went into Iraq.
Yep.
Actually, yeah. to get the Stargate, rather
exactly.
than to
yeah.
Eliminate this terrible man because he's yeah. such a weapon of mass destruction. That moustache, for a start, yeah. was definitely that. Having a moustache like that—that's a Stalin level kind of. Oh, look at that! Just like Stalin, so he must be bad. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like when you look at it, you know, going to, you know, heaven is through the like camel's eye. Well, it's a camel or camel, whatever. But I've got that thing, the treaty, the camel's eye, right? And that's that kinetic language. That's why this is so important. But what I think is really important, we might just use the words right across the board. And of course, I don't have licenses stuff. I don't have my hands tied like a lot of people think they do. On here, but they'll talk about calcification. That's the new word. It's inflammatory, or it's causing calcification, right? It's not, you know, don't use the C word, the cancer word, and they don't even use the other C word, which is the cure word, but basically I always do it as, you know, well, this has been documented and whatever. I think that's why I'm dealing with a lot of people, right? You know, what is cancer? Oh, maybe it's just going through next thing to Sagittarius, and you missed 1 month, and you've missed a whole slew of our information on the 13th period, you know. Things are all set up. You can look at it however you want. But that, again, is a causative agent that should not be technically in there, that is infiltrated in and getting information. But a lot of people don't realize this through the act. And again, this is a sex act. This is not lovemaking. Totally different. You would have to, like, know the procedures of what we call intercourting or internations between the bloodlines, the actual court proceedings, before you engaged in a mirage or marriage. And this is huge because it affects children. This is huge, huge, huge. And this is how we get those diseases, because people have violated those particular laws. It's so important we straighten these bloodlines out. And through, that's what the military was doing, actually, through their soldiers and stuff. When they intercourse, they went right after the women. And the information or DNA is actually extracted through the thing of sexual intercourse. And so that's why the SS or whatever, and they still have their super soldiers to this day, and the monarchy program and MK Ultras are to do that, is to have people to intercourse. And so that was a huge thing, and it was through that these different, what are you going to say, reptilian queens and lizards and all that sort of thing, they gained access to these areas, and again used that virus or bacteria as an agent, which passes through the semen. So even the act of kissing someone, you transmit cell-to-cell information. That's now no technology. That's how far it is that things have been infiltrated and infected. And so holding clan information or whatever, that was the first thing they said, don't you ever, and I can see why. They use theirs for, like, literally brooding mares. That's where the whole term came, you know, marriage, to horse around with one of the horses. They're brood mares. You know, that's what queens and kings, and that's what they were. You know, princesses and all the little caste system. That is actually, it's a certain very, and a lower level of information, I might add.
So this is why it's really important to straighten this out and to get this cleaned out. What gets in and cleans this old information or viruses and bacteria out? Essential oils. That's it. The key to everything, if I can do that, is getting people on colonics and home enemas, because it cleans out old information, because the breeding ground for most of it, once it gets into the cell, by the way, it's in the bone and the bone marrows, and that's why, not only scripturally, but to this day, and that druidic, being a druidess, druidic, whatever, is the tree medicine. And that comes back to the runic language, Ogham, Irish, Aryan origins, but that remains true. And so what was set up there, like with you guys with Stonehenge, I have my own little 13-pillar thing out here too. I've got like Adam's Lake. I have a replication of everything. So it's above, so below, but also in each different chakra area. And so I actually have like what looks like actually probably the coronation, kind of like a stone throne, you know, out here too. One of the interesting things...
Well, hang on a second. One of the things that we've been using here that that again Wolf Baby's been pioneering is the use of pine resin. Because to get here, she sleeps. it's about a mile and it's just over a mile and a quarter or something like that. But anyway, it goes through a pine forest, and she prizes off sometimes these lumps of the resin, and on my stove we boil away and we make pine tea.
Exactly.
And we've been on a parasite cleanse because pine tea seems to do it. So you can fly if you're near in a pine areas are good places to be. They're very fresh. They have a lovely energy, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Pine, that's actually one of my favorite oils too. I love all the oils. I trained with the likes of mentored with Dr. Gary Young, Dr. David Hill. These are the guys that have Young Living Oils. Justin, those guys that do Terra, Dr. Rattan out of India, and also at the Edgar Cayce Institute. So I've had to play, and I've become my own little blender myself.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, all right. Here's another synchronicity. Here's another synchronicity. This afternoon, while I was waiting to be picked up by a friend in the high street, who comes walking towards me, but the manager of the local essential oil export company. And he's just telling me how excellent things are getting. It's aromantic.co.uk. I just want to plug that one for them because Benjamin Borter is a great guy. So, there's our plug for, so that's in the Britain. And if you want, essential oils, go to Karen on what's your website now?
You know what? I got hacked down. It lasted 5 days. How's that?
5 days.
I had freedomlivingnow.tk, and it lasted 5 days. So I get intercepted every once in a while. So, what I do is, in this area, we've got, someone called Tony Nevis at, Nevesence, which is behind Mountain Oil Springs. So he's at A7 Montana at Hotmail. It's the best way to track him. We've also got Essential Aura. com, and that's with Ken and those guys on Vancouver. We've got Young Living is a good one medically. We've got doTERRA, which is why they were all sent, letters saying don't say anything. They actually were out of stock of most of their oils, by the way. People are getting wise to what's going on and dealing with that, not to take vaccines and use the essential oils, really. The pine, by the way, and pine pollen is really important, and pine needles. I do want to stress, though, is that there's a lot of stuff on these different things that have to be cleaned off and soaked off for 10, 15 minutes first in different solutions like alkaline water or using vinegar, apple cider vinegar or lemon essential oil, hydrogen peroxide, and you need to actually be soaking the foods off for about 10, 15 minutes, no longer than probably 20 because you don't want to pull out and extract everything out. But we do have a chemical trail thing here with nanotechnology in it, and you're going to have to soak the fruits and the vegetables off for at least, please, 15 minutes. It's kind of like oil swishing. You got to be able to pull that petroleum stuff out and get that off the foods. That's why we have to go to indoor gardening. There's no question about it. And the pine pulling and stuff right now, and the resins can still be pulled, but clean them off. They can be actually put like pitch and changed into things and used, even ash and stuff like that. The tree's really good. You've got birch bark, you got birch syrup, all sorts of things that could be used. The trees are going to be the most important thing, actually, because so much has been there. Like, I actually saw when they did I had a warning. I was told not to stay outside for an entire week because there was going to be some special little chemical dropping. So I went and got an air diffuser, and got that restored so that I actually am in a contained bubble within this little thing. And it makes a huge, huge difference. So to get a diffuser, we're not just talking diffusing. What we're talking about is taking the oils internally into people. So I suggest they get beacon capsules, veggie caps, and take at least, you can go up to 8 a day safely. Please get something called the Essential Oil Desk Reference. It's by Life Science Publishing. That's huge. You know, starting to look at the superfoods and growing these things that around us, we're not going to have to go anywhere. You know, if we do have a grid down or we do have these earth changes, and is being ready to get into, you know, higher ground, stuff like that. We have the oils here. Tony's in Banff, actually, and I've got access to 600-plus oils, including raw cacao. That's raw cacao chocolate essential oil, which is a purple food. So it's right up there with frankincense, myrrh, and cedarwood, and pine. And we've got a couple of stills up here, actually, so we can start distilling. A friend of mine actually does distilling about half an hour down is Jules Delaney. He's at Winlaw. And he's got Flying Cow, Lavender Farms. So we have a few people in the area. This is one of the most sustainable areas here.
All right.
Definitely.
So, Karen, very slowly, because we're now in the closing minutes of the show. So you've got a lot to offer, right?
And thank you.
You've got a lot of places where you offer it. Is there a way that people can very simply arrive at the kind of, is there a kind of Karen Ann portal? BearClanMother.com or something where people can go, and all these branches of all the different information are gathered in a place where you can link in, or is there like KarenNanMcDonald.com or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we did have a free domain that was taken out. So at this point, the best way is to actually go to Facebook. I know that sounds very simplistic, but Facebook will do it. I'm on Twitter as well. That's actually ClanMother13.
So spell that. Spell that very carefully, because it's all.
I don't. But here we go. You ready?
All
it
right.
Sounds like this.
You
ready?
Can you
KLANMOTHER13. That's on Twitter, and my Gmail is the same. It's ClanMother13@gmail.com. Facebook, I've got two accounts. You can get me on either one. If not, I transfer them over. So one is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, A-N-N, and the McDonald part is M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. Now I know why my father was always saying all lowercase. Anyway, here we go. That's what that is. And then again, if you're on Skype, everyone's always amazed to go, I usually can get back to someone in 24 hours at this point. But it's called Karen Mack, C-A-L-L-E-D. KarenMac. Not that hard. You know, so I think that's a really, you know, is how do we get that? You know, we don't have a cohesive thing, you know, like a certain website right now.
Okay.
And it's, a lot of our stuff has been taken down. I mean, I had things that I used to have, like colonic machines and enemas and recipes, and you could see me doing biofeedback and oils and massage and raindrop technique and all this. I put them up on Facebook every day. You know, the Nouveau Raw Amazing. Websites, you know, and different people that have done things. Marcus Rosecrant, Kara Brothman has got some new stuff coming out. I think this is amazing, though. I mean, we're going back to really foraging. I think we need to get back to basics. And again, I'm giving you the people that I'm referring to or recommending that you look at. Like Young Living Oils is phenomenal. Look at the Essential Desk Reference. All of them have Facebook. Everyone's got free things. There's enough groups for it. You know, Jay's got one, too, like on Oregon and Free Energy and Scalar, you know. I think if they contact either you or me, or again, another one that would get to me would be Dark City Radio, because I'm also a hostess.
Ah, yes. Talk about your Dark
if
City
did,
Radio show.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the pinnacle stuff. This is your megaphone. This is your moment. All right. How do people listen to you on a regular basis? There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so on Sundays, I've got a regular show as well. That's at 11 a.m., and that's on Pacific time. So for you guys over there, it's on basically 7 p.m. British time. And it would be, what, 2 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. Anyway, as that goes, we're at Dark City Radio. I've got something called Freedom Living Now. And so it is a variety of these subjects. But I'm just even thinking, if you go to Dark City Radio, you can get a hold of me or Sarah or Paul is there. Paul Hayden's got it. It's a free radio show site as well. And they're very, very big on the Compassionate Club, huge into assisting people and disseminating cannabis and hemp and stuff like that, and dealing with a lot of people healing and getting that kind of information out. So it's actually not dark as a negative. It's in the Ark, like the Ark of the Covenant. the Ark, the plane. Anyway, so Dark City Radio has one, and we do monitor that. So you can certainly go there. We have a chat line as well, and we have text and everything else, and there's phone numbers now set up as well for us. So that's another way if you want to do that. If you want to come to Silverton, that's quite fine too.
And Silverton is where? Where are you? You're right in the middle of Canadistan.
Oh, some people think they are. Some people think they're in British Columbia. Some people think they're in Canada or some weird thing republic that, you know, Kevin Annette thinks he's in too. But whatever. That's their issue. Their world's not mine. Anyway, in this Camland area, basically we are sitting halfway between Calgary and Vancouver, which we don't want to be because there's West Coast problems. So that's why I want you to look at Patty's site, because we've got magma underneath, which is probably going to flood and has been flooding. We can see the tunnels and the deep underground military bases, by the way. Not a good place to be. There's magma underneath there. Plus a lot of things I've been able to get access to.
Ooh, this wall's getting hot.
I know. I got access to stuff like, I've got like some of the best intel now. You know, you should see that, but please go look at that. I put them on mine, but that's where we're collecting is Patty's thing. So Patty L. Brassard, look at albums. Oh my gosh. You know, we can't get, I had stuff with Lucas, but as far as I know, everything's been pulled off there. So including my stuff.
Okay. Well, there's plenty around anyway.
There's plenty that we can go to if you can still get some access or whatever, but that's for some of the stuff we were doing. But Patty's getting a lot. We're trying to collect what we can still do. But anyway, some of that stuff will be there. Anyway, what we can do is they go onto different sites and educate yourself or come to us directly. I can find the information for people. It's not difficult. The party's going to be up here. So basically Silverton is north of Nelson, which also has a deep underground military base, Q552, for those people that follow stuff. And we are basically on the other side of what they call the Canadian Shield, on the other side of the Rocky Mountains. So we're well insulated, actually. We're nestled in a valley, actually. So it's called the Selkirk Mountains as well. But if people are on the other side, not that I look at borders, that fictitious so little line they think is there, is basically Portland, Spokane. Okay, so those are near sites. So we're right above that. Kind of like, you know, James Gillian and Trout and all that. And he said he is. We're above there. So this is a really cool thing. And I do have to say that I've got my own prophecy rocks out here. So at New Denver, which is the Tula de Dan or the Tribe of Dan or whatever. So if you know all the stuff in the way we're talking here, is that basically on New Denver area is actually we're like about three little towns or villages all surrounding a lake. And that lake is called Spokane Lake. So across the lake, I think it's about 9 miles by maybe one or something. But, you know, after about 10 minutes on the little boat as we go there with Jack Kelly, whose place I'm grateful to be staying at right now. And when we go there, there's actually the prophecy rocks. So it actually shows the prophecy. Like I said, you can Google that, look at New Denver, and you'll see some pictures of it. You'll see prophecy rocks all around this area. But the Saniacs, like Marilyn James and stuff, and that original tribe that's been around for 13,000 plus years, they still have their pit home and pit home rings. And I've been in over probably a dozen underground homes because that's how these people have thrived. And everyone's, you know, squirreling away in their little food storages and same thing. That's what we're doing. But we know we've got a little bit of time, not much, you know, so if you haven't got started, it's time to start looking at those things. And JP will be set up in those areas and we'll be set up here. And so people will have to make their decisions and everything's in just absolutely perfect divine order. We have to just remember that. And people are right where they are with the choices that they've made. But if we've got some information to share, as we do, right, JP? We're all about the sharing.
That's right. I mean, it's just, this is news coming in and news going out. And, yes.
Right?
Thank you.
You know, and that's what we're doing here. We're speaking freely. We're sharing freely. And that's how I live. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what love is. And anyone that's with me, I never use commerce ever. It's just de facto. I know that. I know what division is. we share things. We can go back into foraging. We can look at the things that we have in the surrounding areas. They're here to help people thrive. You know, so I can see my little mullein leaf or this and that. And again, we do have to be careful. I mean, I went for a walk 3 weeks ago when I was told to stay out. I went after the week. I looked at the mullein and there was these white things. They weren't water crystals. It was actually some residual substance that when I shook it off and a day later, it was still on there. It looked like water. It appeared like water, just like to some people this appears to be snow. And if you're in Buffalo, well, 76 inches of appears to be. Remember, this is all geoengineered. We need to be very, very careful with what we're dealing with. But if you get the right tools, you'll transmute all of this. It really, you know, in the long scheme of things, this will just be a blip here. And this is about getting information out. And so that's why we're going to be speaking freely, sharing that, having people get this. And they're going to have to learn to understand the peace and the peace laws. And we're coming home and we're bringing the people that we can with us. And the people that are supposed to be there, that are coming back to their original ways from this original system, they're quite happy, you know. Like I said, this is the time of peace, and all the peacekeepers, you know, we're going home. And it's really that simple. So that's what having the peace of mind is. And if, you know, some people have gotten corrupted or gotten misinformation or disinfo or anything along that way, or they think they're in fear, use the oils, use the colonics. That's why I was a colon hydrotherapist. You cleaned out the bases. That's your root chakra. Anything that's corrupted or like gravity is dropped to the bottom, you know, or peripheralites, like you said, this candida, everything starts in that breeding area. Like literally death in a lot of cases begins in the colon, in the colonics. And that's being colonized. So I'm very, I'm not part of the colonies, you know,
so and that's we gotta how we go. Do it. Karen, thank you so much. It's been a buzz and a real blast to have you on once again. And yeah, don't be such a stranger. All right, I'll see you soon.
Blessings. Love. Blessings to you and to peace.
Good night, everyone. Beyond.